A piece of equipment installed a few years ago near Dillingham has helped detect a small explosive event at the faraway Cleveland volcano in the Aleutian Islands. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The Cleveland volcano is among the most active volcanoes in Alaska, but it is not monitored using seismic sensors placed on or around the volcano. Such seismic networks are stationed on several volcanoes in the state. Dave Schneider is with the Alaska Volcano Observatory.
We had a small explosion that was detected by sensors in Dillingham and also at a couple other nearby volcanoes. And these sensors actually look at a pressure wave that is produced by explosions that that travels sort of the speed of sound and is recorded by those sensors. In terms of what's going on there, you know, that's hard to say. We don't have really many direct observations of Cleveland. We do know that these kinds of explosions have happened relatively frequently over the past several years. There's probably 20 to 30 of them that have occurred, but none of them have produced much of an ash cloud to really be detected in the satellite data.
The small explosive event was detected at 4:24 Wednesday morning, and it's the first explosive event detected at the Cleveland volcano since May. Schneider confirms that the volcano alert level will remain unchanged. It's currently at alert level advisory.
Explosion and not necessarily indicative of an overall increase in activity. So we'll continue to watch Cleveland with the resources that we have, and if we have evidence that things are ramping up there, we would increase the alert level. But at this point, our experience with the volcano is these are typically sort of one-off, very short duration events.
The Cleveland volcano is so remote that the Alaska Volcano Observatory uses remote infrasound sensors to detect small explosions. Among those sensors is a six-element infrasound array located near Dillingham that's operated by the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Schneider says the array has been an extremely valuable tool for detecting explosions at distant volcanoes.
In some ways, it's almost like someone going in and getting an MRI and seeing things that they never saw before. So, it could be that this has been the typical activity at Cleveland for many, many years, but only in the past several have we been able to detect it, since we have a sort of new ways of looking at the data.
Last year, Schneider co-authored a research paper that looked at the effectiveness of infrasound arrays in detecting hidden volcanic explosions at the Cleveland volcano. In that paper, the authors note that the successful results of the investigation provide motivation for expanded efforts in infrasound monitoring across the Aleutians. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.